getaway. Thrall. Thrawn, Thrall.
Station.
All right, make this gas thing happen. Wish me luck. Thank you. dude behind the counter was eyeballing a guy getting coffee real fucking hard. Like he was stealing something or something. I don't know. Thing and do some other stuff this morning, and I thought, oh, there won't be any traffic, this will be fucking great, so I'll leave kind of late, whatever, but it's fucked up right here, like getting on the freeway, it's already fucked up, man, this is the exact opposite. Show me the light. The third person stuff in No Man's Sky is weird because it's like fake. Like it just kind of pulls the camera back a little bit and draws a character on screen, but all the aiming is still done by the same reticle you'd use in first person. And so you can't just like walk up to a plant and hit the button on it. You have to like step back from a little bit so you can get the aiming reticle onto it and then pick it up. It's bad. It feels like something that got like hacked in or something. The character movement in third person, like I said, it feels fake. So the character feels like it's like just some marionette dangling in front of your view. And not you. And yeah, I did not find the performance to be great across the board. Like I hadn't played it in like 2 years anyway, but like PS4, like everyone's like, oh, they fixed a lot. Like I ran, I was like, oh, this, no. But like PC didn't run great on my PC, my personal computer. And then Xbox didn't seem any like dramatically different from PS4, I guess. Maybe I just need to play that game in creative mode. I just don't know that I care enough about all the maintenance you do in that game. In terms of, like, oh, I gotta find more shit to recharge my shit so I can do the shit. Like, ugh. Yeah, okay. After, like, my third time of, like, oh, I need to go find some more sodium. Or I'm gonna freeze on the starter planet, which I guess is that's the experience they want you to have on the first planet. Because I played through the opening hour of that game 3 different times last night on different platforms. Like, okay, yeah, they want a planet that's gonna be, you know, toxic or you know, like one of the elements, so you can experience having to recharge your shit. As you're repairing the ship, there's an item that is located in a nearby base, so you have to run to the base and get it and come back. And every time on all three platforms as you start running for the base, like whatever element the planet is, you know, ice or fire or whatever, it's like, ah, firestorm incoming. Like, it seems very much built to say, like, hey, we're going to send you out, and there's not going to be any shelter between here and there, and just as you get far enough away from your ship to where you have to wonder if I'm going to keep going or turn around, and yeah, it you make it, you know, or it's a situation of like, oh, if you've been playing at least the littlest bit carefully, you'll have plenty of juice to get there. But if you've just been like hauling fucking ass, and through the tutorial stuff, then you might be out there going like, oh shit, I need to get some sodium for this right now. Seems like they want to have a situation where you kind of almost die. On your starter planet. And then they get you the fuck out of there. It's like you fix the ship and it's like, alright, just fucking fly away. Go. There's another planet with another signal. Go there. Maybe hopefully it'll be slightly friendlier. And I went to that second planet on two of the three platforms, and sure enough, it was like a little bit more hospitable than the starter. So I guess that's what they want the introduction of that game to be. Also, every planet I've seen so far across all those platforms has had sentinels on it too, which I remember there being way fewer sentinels before. I don't know. The D-pad shortcuts seem pretty good for recharging your shit. All that, but also bad for stuff like turn on the flashlight. Like it's like there's just maybe a little bit too much on that menu. not been following the Neo Geo Mini stuff at all. I didn't even know they were taking orders for them yet.
Thank you. to the party soon, while the disco pump off the rhythm. Take off your coat, why don't you stay a while? Check out the place that is moving miles, like Wheel of Fortune. Roll for big money, come go out the party, leave with your honey. Keep it a cue, check 1-2, what trying to come on for me? Maybe you do, maybe you cheat me, double E. Like a stepchild, or let me take a homeboy, you look profile. MC, you know who you are,
on the bandwagon.
Why be? Cause you a star.
This is the year that when the joke was a wild, when the fag and hacker try to bite the style. I get a hit to the scheme, before it happens, it figures wild. But now it's not happening, but for now, since everything's calm, we'll leave to the matter at a drop the farm. But I'm a scene to rock, the girls are clocking, some brothers at home, but the rest are dark, because I'm house, I'm house.
House.
Scratch.
we made it through the COVID. Yeah.
any longer. Yeah. this construction here. This is, I should, oh no.
So what's up, man?
Cooling, man.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
Which one here? Wu-Tang again?
Again and again.
Shit, and it's just stopped in the middle. I think they're trying to bust a U-turn and take parking space, but the parking space isn't open yet. But they're just like waiting, and there's like fucking cars just stacking up behind it, and none of it, like, I'm looking at dudes just flipping out. Yeah, give up. Just fucking go.
Style of myself. Yeah, I'll allow my style is wild, so thrill seekers, corrupt and immoral.
What is this person doing? Are you trying to back into a parking garage? Why would you do that? What are you... This is... She's gonna park on the sidewalk? I don't know, this is...